From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The family of a man left paralyzed while working in a Caltrans worksite in Eureka in 2011 has settled with the agency for $37.35 million. Then, 20-year-old Kyle Anderson was left a quadriplegic in the accident. His family says he is aware of what's happening around him, but cannot communicate. He was working for All Face Excavating when he was struck by a driver who had drifted into a Caltrans worksite on the shoulder of Broadway in Eureka on the night of August 30th, 2011. Authorities have now identified the victim of the July 4th stabbing death in Eureka. She is 19-year-old Hannah Elizabeth Hayhurst of Eureka. The cause of death determined to be multiple stab wounds. And due to the significance of the injuries, the suspect, 40-year-old Daniela Moore of Eureka, is also charged with torture. Anyone who came into contact with Hannah Hayhurst on July 2nd or the 3rd or has related information is asked to call detectives. It's an active investigation. Further information will be released at some point. Hayhurst's body was discovered early Thursday morning at the foot of Hilfiger parking lot. Moore's being held at $1 million bail and will be arraigned on Tuesday. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responding to a home on the 1800 block of Myrtle Avenue Sunday in Eureka for the report of an assault. When deputies got there, they found a 22-year-old male victim with a non-life-threatening injury to the head. The victim telling deputies he had been waiting outside of the residence for a friend when 23-year-old David McKenzie Jr. approached him and struck him with a wrench. Deputies later learned that McKenzie had been seen fleeing into the backyard of a nearby residence following the assault. Deputies responded to the residence and located McKenzie hiding in shrubbery. Well, the 4th of July holiday weekend maximum enforcement period lasted from Wednesday at 6 p.m. until Sunday at midnight. Numbers from that period include 20 fatal collisions statewide compared to 11 in 2018. 21 total people killed in those 20 collisions compared to 11 last year. Statewide, CHP arrested 1,204 people for DUI compared to 389 in 2018. Humboldt CHP made 5 DUI arrests during the holiday weekend and investigated 8 crashes. What appeared to be a great white shark sighting by people on a chartered fishing boat out of Trinidad. Lost Coast Outpost reports it happened Sunday. There were 8 people on board the Wind Rose out for an afternoon of rock fishing when a passenger saw the shark estimated at 18 to 20 feet long swimming toward the boat. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.